Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. We have a nice packed studio this morning. I've got three people here with me. Sarah Peterson laughing on mic there is our municipal clerk. Thank you for being here, Sarah. Good to have you back in the studio. We also have with me Holly Bain, the deputy clerk. Welcome, Holly. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And finally, Brian Schoenfeld, the assistant clerk. Thank you for being here, Brian.
Thank you.
Good morning. I have the wrong mic on. Sorry. Or I forgot to turn yours on. Now you're with us vocally. Thank you all three for being here. We're here to talk about a very important topic. So I'm glad that we're going to spend a little bit of time this morning sharing information with voters about the upcoming municipal election. So let's start. Sarah, I want to turn to you and ask you when that is and what's happening.
Yep. So the regular municipal election, it's always the first Tuesday in October. This year, that date is October 7th. So I'm just going to go over a little bit of what's on the ballot and then voting options. Holly and Brian are going to talk about early voting, which starts on Monday.
Great.
So we're getting geared up for that. So on the ballot, it's a two-sided ballot this year. We have two races and then two ballot propositions. So for assembly, we have two to be elected. Candidates are Tracy L. Castle, Tor Christensen, Austin Cranford, Katie Riley, Jonathan Wolf, and Sherry Blankenship. And then for school board, we have two to be elected, Lance Ewers, Courtney Amundsen, and Paul Ryu. And then for the ballot prop one is an amendment to our charter, Sitka Home Rule Charter, section 20.01. And it's an amendment that proposes a change to how funds in the Sitka Community Hospital dedicated fund may be used in the future. And then on the back side of the ballot, we have proposition number two, which is a citizen initiative. And the question going before voters is whether the city shall adopt this ordinance that would require all citizen initiative applications to include a professionally prepared economic impact study report. And then there's lots of information on that on the ballot as well.
Speaking of information, I think one thing that's great for listeners is to know where they can go to get more information about both candidates and the initiative.
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So if they go to cityofsitka.com, at the top of the page, you'll see a tab. It's called Government. Click on that or hover over that, and then you'll see below there's an election information tab. And so once you click on that, you're going to see the sample ballot. You'll see the list of candidates and information. You can click on their names for information about them. And then also the ballot props. So as far as the ballot props go, we have the ordinances on each of them and then information on those. So
in addition to actual propositions for people to read.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
So that is important for everything we're about to talk about today, which one of the things is the election day itself, Tuesday, October 7th.
Yep.
And if listeners decide that they want to wait for that day and come out and vote, what does that look like?
So election day itself, so we'll be at Harrigan Hall from 7 a.m. The polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on election day. It's nice in Sitka that we're small enough that we have both of our precincts in the same location. Back in the day, I think we had eight or more precincts spread across town. So it's nice that, or I feel that it's nice that we're centrally located for folks. So precinct one is in rooms 5 and 6, and then precinct two is in rooms 2 and 3, which is just to the right of the main doors at Harrigan. So folks bring their ID, and then if they know what precinct they are in, then they can go directly to their precinct. If not, one of us will be in the foyer at Harrigan to help folks out with that.
Okay, perfect. Excuse me. But one of the amazing things about this system is that you can vote more than just on election day itself on October 7th. And I think, Holly, I'm going to ask you a little bit about early voting.
Sure, yeah. So early voting starts next week on Monday, and we do that for about 2 weeks. The last day to early vote will be the day before Election Day, October 6th. That's also a Monday. And the polls will be open from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 9 a.m. until noon. We're closed on Sundays.
Okay. And when people come to do early voting, they, same thing, bring a driver's or some sort of personal identification.
Yes.
And where do they go?
And so, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, tell us.
So you'll come to Harrigan Centennial Hall, room 3. You'll enter from the outside. That's the door just to the right of the main entrance at Centennial Hall. And you have to just come in there and see us there. We'll have stickers and mints and all kinds of things, and we'll get your voting experience underway.
Okay, great. So you get a sticker, get a mint, yep. Little incentive to come maybe
those
early.
Fun little butter mints.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And also a huge thing that for some listeners might be the fact that you can vote on a weekend day during the early voting. Mm-hmm. That Saturday is available. Can you say those times again? Is it the same as the weekdays?
So on Saturday, we'll be there at 9 a.m. until noon.
9 to noon. Okay. So yeah, if the municipal election day does not work for you and weekdays are difficult, you have the Saturday option for the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
And there's also other forms of voting. Sarah, I'm going to look to you for that.
Yep. So if folks, if early voting doesn't work out for them in person at Harrigan or Election Day itself, there's the by mail option, by email, fax, and then there's also personal rep. So there's lots of options for folks.
And if one of those things sounds like I might have to take one of those options, mm-hmm. Can they come to talk
yes.
to you? What was
yes.
the best way to go?
Yeah, just give us a call, 747-1826 or 747-1808. They can stop by our office and we'll get them set up. The by mail, there is an application that you have to fill out for by mail, email, or fax. The by mail application, we need to receive that by September 30th.
Okay.
In order to, that's our cutoff for mailing out ballots. So
it's around
that's something to take mm-hmm. into consideration. If you do choose the by mail option, we do need to have that. It needs to be postmarked by Election Day, October 7th, and then we need to be able to have that. We need to receive it by October 10th. So just some things to take care of or to take into consideration. If folks do choose the by mail option, they don't necessarily need to mail it back to us, but they can drop it off at City Hall
okay.
to our office too.
Okay, great.
If
it doesn't have to go through the mail system.
No,
it can go directly
not on the way back.
To
it can
the...
come directly to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there are plenty of options
yes.
for listeners,
yes.
many different ways to vote.
Yep.
Some of them might sound a little complicated or have a few more deadlines.
Yes.
But we've got a lot of time
yeah, we
before
have a
those
lot
deadlines.
Of options. Yeah,
yeah. Deadlines
so,
are met.
Yeah.
And there's resources and help along the way. So you can come by City Hall, come to the municipal offices.
Yep. Yep. Third floor City Hall.
Okay.
The clerk's office. And
okay.
we'll get you squared away with an option that works best for you.
Or call. There were two phone numbers you gave us. And those again were
747-1826 or 747-1808.
Okay. And then just to reiterate for everyone else who doesn't need to swing by the office or chat, they can come for early voting, maybe see Holly and Brian. I don't know if you'll be there.
We'll be there.
okay. Monday through Friday at Harrigan Centennial Hall, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can come out on Election Day, October 7th.
Yep.
And that is 7
a.m. to 8 p.m. And the great thing about, I just want to put a little plug in for early voting. The results in Precinct 1 and 2 on Election Day, those, of course, are tabulated that night. But we also close out the poll for early voting that night. So a majority of the results are known on election night, which is great.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
And one final thing I want to restate for everyone is that you can get information about the candidates and the initiatives by going to cityofsitka.com, hovering over the government tab,
yep.
and then finding election info tab there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's been a wealth of information. Thank you all three for coming in and sharing it with all of us this morning. Important stuff. I've been speaking with Sarah Peterson, our municipal clerk, Holly Bain, the deputy clerk, and Brian Schoenfeld, the assistant clerk. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having
thank
us.
You. Thank you, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.